field, he activates both himself as a participant and the field itself. This circuit is incomplete otherwise. With a similar prerogative, I must locate myself on a variant plane, a place where the power within can be conduced and impurities and distractions rendered flaccid. When it will be necessary for this enclosure to occupy a three-dimensional identity to accommodate the physical nature of my body, it will more appropriately be expressed as a virtual existence. Like a physical website, this place will be a trans-dimensional hub of information where the power within it will flow in a space of minimum to no resistance. It will be both as infinite and exact as the World Wide Web and the cosmos. It will be all creation on the tip of a pencil. It will be the thing both defined and confined by its never-ending vastness. It will be space. It will be called the space. I think I must be clear as to the functioning of the space. It is to be a conductor of the power within. Like a radio tower or satellite dish, it will serve to channel and focus the energy in a more productive and meaningful fashion than pedestrian settings alone. This said, the power within will not be dependent on the space. It will cultivate the upward expression of this power in hopes that someday its luminescence will ignite the OD in which it resides. This space will greenhouse my energies until the power is ready to be expressed even in the midst of the impurities that saturate the OD. I believe this also needs clarification. The space, as I have said, is separate from the bodily world of circumstances and factors. When I talk of the space, I am very specific.